Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Escape rooms, axe throwing, obstacle courses, they aren't SAS training regimes. No, they're all examples of the new trend hitting offices right across the world, the weird world of team building events. And cringe as some of them might sound, these team building events are sworn by some people to help improve productivity and communication. But could they also just be a load of nonsense? Margaret Cox is the CEO of the ICE Group. Margaret, are the team bonding activities really worthwhile?
I think it depends, Andrea, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. Mm. But it depends on, I suppose, what the objective is, first of all. So if you plan your team building event around certain objectives and everybody's clear as to what they're expected to do and what they're going to do, I think they can be very successful. I mean, but you've probably come across, and I've come across, team events where you've gone out and they've been a complete waste of time. Didn't get any benefit out of it whatsoever, and people came back more demotivated than motivated. And then on other events, probably even ones like paintballing, you know, where there's a lot of energy and activity, and people have to think and talk and communicate together, they're more likely to be successful. And your team comes back to work, they're buzzing, the energy is the energy and the fun is back at in the workplace, and you do get more productivity. So I would be an advocate for it, I have
right.
to say.
Is it just, though, that the staff have had a day off and they've had a bit of crack for the day, more than it is that they've learned to bond together?
Well, I think, you know, I remember one team building exercise we did where everybody was blindfolded and given instructions on how to build up a wall of blocks. And the big thing at the end of that event was the laughs that people had, just understanding how the communication, how the words they said, and when you didn't have your eyesight and when you couldn't see what you were doing, and what, given the same instruction to 10 people together, you got 10 different results. So I don't think it's just about getting a day off. It's probably helpful to have a day off, but it's certainly... it does bond people, you know, okay. and strange people, and particularly in a bigger office, you know, where maybe somebody in finance doesn't get to see somebody in HR, doesn't get to see somebody in marketing, or doesn't get to see somebody in recruitment, you know, because they're all in their own offices. You're, you know, spreading the fun throughout the team, and everybody will. I mean, you know yourself, everybody will agree. The more fun you have learning something new or doing something different, the better you're going to be at it. And it works for, I mean, if you look at our football teams and our high performance teams in rugby and camogie and all of that, it's all about team building.
True. I actually, throughout my entire career, I don't think I've ever been on one of these sort of team building fun activity days. I mean, like
we'll have to organise one for you.
Maybe I'll work much more efficiently and become a better communicator after. But no, I'm interested in hearing people's experiences about this today. Maybe there are certain activities, Margaret, as you mentioned, that work very well. Maybe there's some that don't. Some of our listeners might want to share those with us. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Matt Lavelle is the founder of the Axe Club. Matt, what do you guys do?
Well, for axes, it's quite simple.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. There's a wall of wood and you throw an axe towards it. So we've got sort of sessions at the weekend. But in terms of team building stuff, we do get an awful lot of corporate teams that come out, sort of between 6 and 60 people. And they have a great time and sort of shared experience, because it's a lot of people haven't done it before.
Yeah.
It's still kind of a new thing. It's Dublin's best kept secret. don't tell, this isn't live, is it? Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. But so it's a lot of the big corporates, is it, Matt, that, you know, that might go along to an axe throwing day?
It's big and small. We get all companies, all sorts of different sectors all over the place. So we have large groups and small groups. It doesn't need to make any difference. They all have an amazing time, because it's something that most of them haven't done, and it's a great equalizer. So anybody who spends all day in front of a spreadsheet or the cleaner or the managing director, they all come in at the same level because they've not done it before. So it means that it's they all start at the same place. And because it's a sort of shared experience, there's a lot of laughs and some failures. Mm. Not everyone hits the bullseye. It's a lot of fun and it's quick to learn. So you pick it up really fast. After about 10 axes, you're pretty much getting it stuck in every time.
Damien McCarthy's on the line as well, Matt. Damien, of course, from the HR Buddy. Do staff dread or love these days, Damien?
Well, I'm a huge advocate for team building events, and I think, you know, we've seen the rise in this, or the importance of these events in particular over the last few years, since the world of work has changed, it's more remote and hybrid. We've diverse workforces now, so it's very important, obviously, for workplaces, not just from the organisation's point of view, but from the people's point of view, from mental health and well-being, I suppose, perspective, that we give people the opportunity to break down barriers, especially where there's remote and hybrid working. Mm-hmm. And you know, we know that people who have a sense of belonging, a sense of connection, who have friends at work, are more likely to be happier at work. They're also more likely, of course, this day and age, you know, in kind of a recruitment and retention war, they're more likely to stick with their employer. And like, I even know a guy who has been threatening to leave his job or his employer for many years privately, but just hasn't done so because he loves the golf society, and really it's the golf society that he's not leaving.
That's why he won't leave the job.
The employer.
He loves the golf club.
I think these events are important.
Yeah, so there is merit to them. Listener here says team building days are grand, but there's only three things that really bond people: booze, hardship, and heartbreak. Damien.
well, again, I suppose this day and age, cultures have changed. I think, you know, there was the old way of kind of, you know, when you got your paycheck on Thursday, workmates would go out for a few points. That culture has really changed. And again, I suppose, it is about, and I agree with the statement, by the way, that is, it's true. Well, what we must do nowadays is bring people together. And I suppose at times the workplaces now, they can be a bit monotonous. It can be formed remotely, online meetings, everything is scheduled. And we're missing that kind of collaboration, that building of trust, creating that friendship and loyalty with one another. And it's very important. Like, research has showed globally in the workplace that, you know, there is a rise in workplace loneliness. So, like, it's very important from a well-being point of view that we can break the monotony inside the workplaces, give people the opportunity, I suppose, to connect, collaborate, communicate better, create fun memories. And, you know, it can be done through, you know, events, escape rooms.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with having fun with your employees or work colleagues.
Well, absolutely. And you will always have cynics, and you'll always have people who think that something is naff. But, I mean, all research shows that these things work from a productivity and engagement point of view. And, like, there is so many ways you can do it. I mean, you can even do this through having, you know, charity events and charity fundraisers where people get to have a bit of fun. They're doing good. They're giving back to the community. So there's different ways of doing
different
it.
Different ways
well.
To do it. Funny you mentioned that. Text in from Megan about that. I might bring it to you in a moment. John is on the line. John, do you think they're beneficial?
They can be. It's really important to make the point that they're no substitute for a proper team development programme. I want to draw a clear distinction between what I call a team building, which is usually a one-off event, such as Margaret and Damien and others have said. Proper team development programme, which is a little bit of investment by the company in the individual and the team over a period of time. And over a long term, that's what gets better results for the individual, the employee, and the employer. So yes, but not just as a sugar high. It's far better if it's done a little bit over a long term period.
And what kind of steps are you talking about, John?
Well,
pay reviews.
Yeah, no, they're professional HR programs that look at developing. It could be coaching the individual. It could be improving the team's productivity. So when you do that, what you're saying as an employer is, yeah, I'm investing in you, I'm investing in the work, and investing in your team. An example is remote working. A lot of teams I work with only see each other for once a month. And those meetings tend to be in, do a business, and leave. That's the time to do a small couple of hours of the team development. And development is individual, and that can be also followed by a manager in any business of any size, and a little piece of it with some proper facilitation over a period of time. That may produce better long-term results than what I call the sugar high of a one-off event. What's wrong with them? At Christmas, maybe excellent. But do it as part of a wider program, you get much better results.
Megan suggests volunteering as a team is actually a great way to help team building happen naturally. She's part of the Fingal Volunteer Centre. It's one of 29 volunteer centres across the country. Lorraine says, we don't all work in offices. Some people are nurses, sales reps on the road, all day delivery drivers, radio presenters. So please don't forget about the people like that and people in various jobs who too work at the weekends. Yeah, fair point. Paul in Dundrum says, I think the whole thing is absolute nonsense. As an employer, my team building, it's the check that I give the staff every month. And if you want to throw an axe, do it yourself in your own time. I think it's yuppie nonsense. And this listener says, I can't think of anything less likely to give me the ick than corporate team building exercises, unless it involves crack and banter and perhaps a beer or three. I say this after serving 22 plus years in the Defence Forces. That kind of team building can't be mimicked in an afternoon or just one single day. And finally, somebody is telling us to check out, is it differentdays.ie? It's what we do. We get companies to do up the likes of, you know, perhaps come in and work out and maybe help with in some way developing or assisting schools with additional needs. They can do it in just one day. So tells me this listener. That's Margaret Cox from the Ice Group, Matt Lavelle from Axe Club, Damien McCarthy from the HR Buddy, and John, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.